Hello and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with generations of positive people featuring Real World Dar.
That's me.
Zennial Melissa.
Hello.
Gen Z Mackenzie.
Hi.
And Not So Silent Bob.
Hi, I'm here.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. On today's episode, we're talking about what type of student you were in high school and or college.
We should introduce our guests first. What do you think, Bob? You want to introduce Melissa?
Sure.
Yeah?
That's Melissa over there.
There she is in all her glory.
And she's a, how did she say she was? She was
I'm a Zennial.
A Zennial.
That little pocket.
Our first Zennial. And it's a real person.
Yeah. Even though she was on a previous season, she's back.
Yes. She was a millennial then, but now she's a Zennial.
Now she's a Zennial. She's one of our previous sponsors and active community member, helping lots and lots of people in the local area. So welcome back, Melissa.
Thank you. Thanks for asking me.
And we bought a guest. She brought somebody along, her sidekick. Yes. Mackenzie. Z Mackenzie.
Which is great. Our first daughter, mother.
Yes, team. Our first mother-daughter team. So welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Mackenzie's like, all the nonverbals. You can talk. So, I can start with this one. Type of student you were in high school and college. I was an average student in an accelerated high school.
Huh.
Yep. I tested into this school, and it was a math, science, and applied technology program, but I was a straight C average school. And I didn't want to break the trend, so I was the same in college. So I was pretty much, I think my graduating undergraduate GPA was a 2.67. And I'm being very vulnerable. But I finally figured it out when I got my advanced degrees. So yeah, I did pretty good with the advanced degrees, but I was a straight C type student.
Join the club.
Did you have to work for those C's, or was it like you just kind of
My relationship with work was a little different. Like, I will say that I didn't get the difference between studying and homework until I got to college.
Gotcha.
And then I came to like a very rigorous program like at Michigan Tech, and so I had to really work extra hard. I even actually got on academic probation. I was about to get kicked out of Michigan Tech because I just couldn't figure it out, and then I was like, I'm changing my major to do something that I really
Wow, that's got to be another whole story about how you ended up at Michigan Tech as a C student in high school.
Right.
Yeah. It was, I mean, I was always told I was good in math and science, so engineering was the route, right? And so, I was an average student through high school and my undergrad in college, and finally figured out how to get it. But I was like, I wanted to be social. I wanted to be... So that was way more important for me in my college years than, you know, performing and So that's my take. Melissa, what you got?
I'm not smart. Let's just start with that. I am not a naturally smart person. So I knew from like fifth, sixth grade, I had to work to get my grades. So I was always that kid, like I'm in my room studying, I'm putting in the extra time. I was a solid B student with that extreme amount of effort. But when I got to college, right, I knew how to study, and it served
me. Just the opposite of me.
Yeah, it served me well. And actually, when I met my husband, I was a sophomore in college, and he's an engineer, and pretty solid, like BC student.
Naturally, really
very smart.
Yeah.
Like he's
doesn't
brilliant.
Really have to work at being smart. He just kind of shows up, takes a test, didn't really do anything.
Gets it.
It's like quite impressive, actually.
Yeah. But I said, I have to go to the library. If you want to see me, if you want to date me, you will come to the library. So he would. 3-4 hours a night, he would be at the desk across. When he started coming to the library, I'm like, all right, this guy means business. And then I got into my, you know, further education, and it was something, right, that I loved. And it wasn't, it was work, but it was passion. So right. it wasn't a big deal to do the studying and put in the time. And yeah, but not no natural smarts here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So were you shy in high school or were you?
No, I've never really been shy. Yeah.
Did a lot of like extra
I was
things.
In everything.
Everything.
I played volleyball. I golfed. So I was on student council.
Extrovert.
I was. Yeah, and I've become an introvert in my older age.
Really?
She's in bed by 8 o'clock almost my, every single night.
Mackenzie
I swear.
Is
She's
here.
Telling my secrets.
These are my secrets.
Oh, it's yeah. a good thing you no. told me because I would never want to call her than that yeah. late at night.
Yeah. Like one-on-one, which is what I do all day long, I love. But groups of people, if you ask me to go to a party, I'm going to be like, yeah, no.
Not
no, thank
that.
You. Nope, mm-hmm. nope.
Really?
I do not get my energy from groups. I get my energy from just that.
So
yeah.
do you take after your mom?
No, I really don't. I'm very like extroverted. I'm becoming more introverted just seeing like how dumb people are on it. If we're being honest.
Tell us how you really feel, Mackenzie. Right? I can't tell.
If we're being honest, that's the only, like if people were like actually interesting sometimes or like weren't doing stupid things all the time, it would be much more.
But you find your people.
Yeah. yeah. But yeah. once I find my people and like having them like. Having them in a group together is like where I find
gotcha.
Too.
So what kind of student are you?
So I always had to work really hard, mm-hmm. but I have that nice blend of like my mom was talking about the her hard work and my dad's like natural academic abilities. So, but my studying started in first grade with spelling tests. Like,
wow.
I can't spell. Like, I'm horrible at it. Like, spell check doesn't even know what I'm saying sometimes. I swear.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's as bad.
Bad.
Uh-huh.
Could I join your club?
Yes. Welcome. All are welcome. Yeah. So
All
I started.
Are welcome.
I started studying in first grade and kept it up throughout, like, mainly just for spelling in mm-hmm. elementary school. But as I got into, like, middle school, more and like I was studying a lot more mm-hmm. and then high school I started taking like harder classes like my senior year I took 3 AP classes
okay
and I was like my whole god I did not want to take I heard chemistry at Tech was one of the like hardest classes did not want to take it. I'm like I need to get at least a 3 on this exam because I know for my major I only need Chem 1 and so I would study like I was studying like a couple hours every night.
You but have strategy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
there's a long game for this one.
Yeah.
yeah.
I like it.
But my senior year, straight A's, my only B ever in high school was French class in 8th grade.
And so, what did you do? Did you cry when you got the B?
No. Because okay. I didn't really process that what was going on and that like I wasn't going to have a 4.0.
Mm-hmm.
But as I like got into my junior year and like my senior year, I was really glad I got that B because everyone was stressing about their 4.0s and like, oh no, like this one AP class is going to ruin my entire like GPA. And I was like, well, mine's already ruined from 8th grade. So like, why do I
care? So I'm good, right?
Yeah. And then I am in my first week of college. So, Woo-hoo. And I've started, or second week now? Yeah, second week actually. And so those habits that I started in elementary school like
They'll
are
go far
are
for
already
you.
Like helping so much.
Good for you.
And just like finding like that love of learning and mm-hmm. like finding enjoyment in it and not seeing it as like a chore and
yeah.
seeing it as like I get to do this. This is like an opportunity. That's really helped.
Good. I know you'll do fine at Tech. So.
Yeah, you got this.
Yeah. What you got, Bob?
Well,
what kind of student were you?
I was an average student. And basically, I was very shy. I know people find
what?
It hard. They feel that I overcompensated is what happened trying to get out. I didn't want to be shy, but I was, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it started even in grade school. I was not quite as shy, but it seemed like as I got into high school, I was even more shy.
Huh.
And I was not good in high school. I see average, mm-hmm. you know. Thank God I made it through high school. There were certain courses I hated, like Latin. In those days, Latin was something you were supposed to take because if you had Latin, then you can go to college. That's what I was told anyway.
I've never met anybody who liked Latin, so I think you're in good company.
I mean, Spanish would have been nice, you know. That's what I ended up doing in college, as a matter of fact. But once I got in college, I kind of decided, hey, this is going to end. There were things I I wanted to be and the way I wanted to behave. I started out by kind of being a goof off among my friends, and that kind of got me a little bit out of my shell. And then when I finally left the home base and I went away to college, that's when I really started on my own, sort of. And I've always loved politics, and I always wanted to be a little bit more popular in high school, which I was not at all. I was like nobody. So I worked on that. And frankly, the whole reason why I think I went to college is because I liked what I was doing. I liked what I was trying to become, mm-hmm. not the academics. Mm-hmm. I hated the academics. I only went to college in order to do the other stuff.
Yeah. You didn't know that though, right? Like, I know. Like,
I did. And my dad noticed it too. And he said, I'm cutting you off. And then I had to go to work part-time besides.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got it.
So, of course, it took me 7 years to get through college, but I liked it because
The social part of college, the social fun.
Absolutely.
And I was involved in the political party, a student political party called the Action Party. And I helped found the party. And I became the chairman of the Action Party.
We call it that guy. You were that guy.
Yeah. And I had a blast, but you know, I learned a little bit about myself, and that'll be another segment we'll talk about. But so I went from one form to another, and frankly, I never looked back. I think I'm outgoing now. Mm-hmm. I wasn't born that way, I don't think. Or maybe I was born and I was stifling it or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But funny how you can change, right? You get that in your mind and you're like, you know what? I am an introvert, an extrovert. I can change.
Like your environment shapes you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was the same in middle school. I wouldn't give direct eye contact, like super shy. Huh. And something happened miraculous in my college, high school and college years. But
a little bit of a parallel similar. Between you and I.
Yeah. 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 But I, for Mackenzie, the Gen Z in the room, I think your college years are some of the most amazing, developing, but also
you really
fun years.
Figure out who we are.
Absolutely. Yep.
So why did you pick Michigan Tech?
Okay, everyone asked me this because they ask is like just because it was close, just because you didn't want to leave. But I've always been like really good at math and like science. So like, and my dad's an engineer, so he grew up teaching me to cross my sevens when I was probably eight.
That's cute.
And using graph paper and like the nice erasers for like second grade math. So I've always just had a love of like the math and like that. But I really want to be a lawyer. My major right now is bachelor's in science and engineering with an individual emphasis. And then I have a minor in public policy and law. And just putting those two things together and like being able to look at things from a different perspective.
I think that's awesome.
And solving problems in a different way. That's what
Michigan Tech is, I think, literally where you are meant to be.
Yeah. That's good. And you decide to stay home.
I really love my parents, especially my mom. So why not just stay?
Mackenzie, stay close to the pocketbook. That's a good idea. Yeah. I think that's our happy note. Stay close to the pocketbook.
Or close to the heart. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that part too.
Listening. Please consider joining our newsletter for the most up-to-date information by emailing genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episode and if there's anything you'd like us to discuss. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.